The following broadcast is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. Nestled within the Blue Ridge Mountains sits one of the oldest ballparks in Minor League Baseball. For nearly 60 years, this ballpark has played home to Lynchburg's lone professional team. It's a ballpark that's seen history and Hall of Famers. A ballpark that's seen its fair share of heroes and legends. A ballpark that has seen contenders and championships.
And Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Last season, the Lynchburg Hillcats fell just short of the crown.
And the Charleston River Dogs are your 2022 Carolina League champions.
In 2023, they've set their sights on glory.
Break out the champagne! Lynchburg lives to see another day!
From Appomattox to the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Hillcats run Central Virginia.
The Hillcat hero! Strike him out, throw him out, double play. The third runner being waved around, he will score! Bases clearing double, the Hillcats are headed to the championship series.
Live inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's the voice of the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats and the Red Sox get set for Game 3 of this six-game series. Salem winning the first two ball games of the week, as first game they won 1-0, and then actually technically they won 3-0 after some discussion between Minor League Baseball, the coaches, and the umpires. It's a 3-0 final for Tuesday evening. And then on Wednesday, last night, a heartbreaking defeat for the Hillcats as they climbed all the way back from 4-1 to tie things up in the bottom half of the eighth before blowing it in the ninth after missing a cutoff man, allowing Salem to retake the lead and jump a little bit further above them in the standing. Still early in the season, but positioning does matter in minor league baseball as the first half roughly a little over a month away. And the first half champion, as we know from last year, makes the Carolina League postseason. So whoever is atop of the division at the midway point will make the Carolina League postseason. Last year it was Lynchburg who won the first half in the North Division and then stumbled in the second half, but they still made it. So they have some ground to make up. They're four games out coming into this evening. Salem, 2.5 games behind Carolina. Right now, the Mudcats currently down 6-0 to the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Still to come on the pregame show, we'll hear the pregame thoughts from bench coach Jan Rivera as he sat down with us before tonight's game to talk about last night and what we can expect to see this evening. Don't go anywhere. More baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
It's almost time for first pitch in Lynchburg. But first, it's time to hear the pregame thoughts from manager Jordan Smith. Once again, here's Jason Prill.
Welcome back into the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show. Once again, my name is Jason Pro. Pleased to be joined by Jan Rivera, the Hillcats bench coach, making his way back from Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. And I saw on social media that you and a few of the other coaching staff members went mini golfing. How'd you do? Who won? How'd that go? Was this a tournament or just a one-time thing?
It's just a, it was a good time. Your boy Andrew Coleman came out on top with a great score of 54. So he came out the victor of that time around. Hopefully next year we can take it off around and do it again.
What did you shoot?
I shot one stroke under him. So it was a tight battle, but he came out on top.
It's tough to see, tough to see. But taking a look at the squad, last night it was a frustrating loss, but I noticed base running. You're still trying to be aggressive on the base pass, but the two disengagement rule caught you guys a little off guard at one point last night. And then you guys were practicing base running before tonight's game. How do you avoid getting picked off on a situation where you're not expecting a throw over?
Absolutely. I mean, we pride ourselves in base running right and being aggressive, and we'll continue to do that whether we get picked off or not. It was a great play by them, and we're going to keep doing what we do best, which is base run and lead the minor leagues in stolen bases.
And so also last night, your bats finally started to come alive later in the ball game. The eighth inning was a great inning for you guys. How can you keep that going here this evening?
I keep trusting the process, right? Valdez does a great job of developing guys and their plan before game and their plan of attack. So keep trusting the process and keep doing what we're doing.
What can we look forward to seeing from tonight's squad?
Going back at it every single day.
Awesome. I appreciate it, Jan. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, Jason.
That was Jan Rivera, the Hillcats bench coach, joining us on the Hillcats pregame show. When we come back, first pitch in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. Baseball is on deck after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats radio network.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Lynchburg Hillcats baseball is here. From inside Bank of the James Stadium for the lineups and first pitch, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
A chilly day in the Hill City, a little bit colder than it's been in recent weeks as the sun has struggled to peek through the clouds all afternoon. However, we don't expect any rain in the forecast, which means it's a beautiful night for baseball. The players are slightly more bundled up as it has yet to hit 70 degrees on the day, but we're ready for the beautiful game of baseball. The managers are at their meeting with the umpires, which means we are moments away from checking out tonight's lineups and first pitch and our national anthem, as that will be coming up momentarily. Just a reminder, we'll be back with you again tomorrow evening. Tomorrow should be a fun night. We're hoping to get Juan Thornhill, Super Bowl champ, two-time Super Bowl champion, on the broadcast, as well as bringing you game four of this six-game series. What should be a fun Friday night. If you don't have your tickets, it's also Pink Out the Park night. We'll be giving away T-shirts to all the fans in attendance to try to turn this ballpark pink in support of breast cancer awareness. So it's an important night, a fun night, and it should be a good time had by all at the stadium. You can get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. But right now, Let's toss it down to Rox Cruz to meet tonight's national anthem singer. Don't go anywhere. Rox Cruz will take you away for the next few moments.
And now, on the field, are your 2023 Lynchburg Hillcats. Fans, at this time we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem. Joining us tonight, please welcome Trish Cerulli.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
That song can only mean one thing. Baseball in the Hill City. Lynchburg and Salem getting set for game three of this six-game set. Jason Prill here with you, bringing you all the action tonight and all season long. Alonzo Richardson will be on the mound for the Hillcats in tonight's contest. It should be a fine pitching matchup as Salem trotting out Jose Ramirez, and his numbers have been incredible. But Alonzo Richardson hasn't been much of a slouch himself. He's 2-1 with a 3.04 ERA. In his last game, he went 4 2/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts on the year. 14 strikeouts and 12 walks. Command has been a little bit of an issue, but he hasn't been terrible as he's limited any sort of damage. Only 9 earned runs allowed in under 27 innings, averaging right around 3 runs a game. The right-hander, 20 years of age, 5'11", 165 from San Diego, California. He'll be facing a Salem squad that looks a little something like this tonight. Leading off, the designated hitter, Roman Anthony. Batting second, the center fielder, Alan Castro. Batting third, the shortstop, Cutter Coffee. Hitting fourth, the right fielder, Juan Chacon. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Abram Liendo. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Lionel James. Batting seventh, the catcher, Anderso Lira. And batting eighth, the first baseman, Albert Feliz. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Carson Simas. Those are the 9 in order for Salem as Alonzo Richardson looks to get us underway. First pitch is grounded over toward third. Jose Pastrano, sidearm flip to first for the first out of the ballgame. Quick out as Roman Anthony jumped down the first pitch at 6:30. 67 degrees is our temperature. As Alan Castro will dig in. Right-hander pumps a fastball in there at 89 miles an hour. The 0-1. Popped up, left side and out of play. As Castro finds himself down 0-2. Castro batting 196 on the season. 2 home runs, 16 RBIs. The 0-2. Line drive left field. Sadoui on the run, ranging toward the corner. He will not get there as it bounces at the base of the wall. He'll round second and head toward third, but he throws on the brakes after a good strong throw from Sadoui as Castro with a one-out double capitalized on the two early strikes. Sadoui misplayed it at the wall, overran it, but was able to recover nicely to hold him to a two-bagger. Cutter Coffey, the right-handed hitting shortstop tonight, digs in. First pitch is well upstairs for ball one. Sadoui in left, Lipscomb in center, Brown in right, Pastrano over at third, Devers at short, Furman at second, Valia over at first, and Fassia behind the plate. Coffey watches that one in the zone for a called strike. 1-2. Coffey last night reached base three times, but he never recorded a hit. He did score in the ninth, the deciding run. The 1-1. Breaking ball caught the corner again, strike two. Richardson pounding the strike zone early on in this ballgame. The 1-2. Popped up right field. Long run for Brown, but he will not get there as it lands out of play. Richardson, a fastball slider changeup trio. The 1-2. Grounded foul right at the plate. And they'll try again. Coffey, a top 30 prospect for the Red Sox. Was at third base in the first game. Shortstop last night and today. In the dirt, good block by Fassia as he held that in front of him. Count is even at two apiece. Castro stands at second after the one-out double. Salem has scored first in each of the first two games of the series. This one lined into center field, but right at Lipscomb, who makes the grab. Castro can't do anything, so he'll trot back to second with two away. Juan Chacon. He was 0-for-4 last night. He walked in the first inning, but after that, he was held off the bases. First pitch misses outside at 91. One ball, no strikes. Runner on second, two away. Top of the first inning here in Lynchburg. 1-0. Dug it out. Flared it out to right field as Brown charges in. He'll make the grab above his head, and the inning is over. Good first inning for Alonzo Richardson as the double does no damage. We head to the bottom half of the first inning in the Hill City. Scoreless between Lynchburg and Salem. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Jose Ramirez on the mound for Salem this evening. He's 1-1 with a .75 ERA. In 24 innings, he's thrown 20 strikeouts. 9 walks, as he has been dominant in the early going of this year. has one appearance against Lynchburg, four innings, three hits, one run, and a no decision. We'll face a lineup that looks a little like this. Furman, Antunez, Devers, Lipscomb, Sidui, Fascia, Felia, Brown, and Pastrano in order. As Nate Furman back in the lineup tonight after getting last night off. He eventually came into the ball game in that eighth inning rally. Was hit by the pitch in his one at bat. He takes a called strike, 0-1. Ramirez, right-hander, 6'1", 142. As Furman takes one on the inside edge for strike two. We'll step out and call time. Furman batting .333 with 11 RBIs, but he leads all of the Carolina League with 41 runs scored. Two-strike pitch. Slider misses down and away. One ball, two-strike pitch from Ramirez. Hard chopper over toward first. Backhanded play by Feliz, but he bobbled it. And Furman able to reach safely after Feliz just kind of duffed it. It's going to be a tough play as he was ranging away from the bag. And Furman with speed. Ramirez was late getting over there. It would have been a bang-bang play. They scored a hit as Wilfredo Antunez digs in. Furman, 23 stolen bases on the year, jumps at the first pitch, and it's fouled back to the screen for strike one. Hillcats are not going to want to waste too much time. He holds here as Antunez flares it over towards second. And that'll be grabbed by Liendo for out number one. Seamus in left, Castro in center, Chacon in right, James at third, Coffey at short, Liendo at second, and Feliz at the bag at first with Lira behind the plate. Jose Devers digs in from the right-hand side. Throw over toward first, and that gets away over the head of Feliz. That'll be a throwing error. Furman will hustle around second, and he'll stay there, even though Jordan Smith was trying to wave him on to third. But Furman, I think, wisely held up. There was a bobble as they were trying to fetch the ball. That'll be the first error on the night for Salem. As Furman now in scoring position. Both teams with one out and a runner in scoring position here in that first inning. Ran in tight. 1-0 to Jose Devers. We saw that a couple times yesterday where they just could not pound it into the zone over at first. First baseman was jumping all over the place trying to gain control, prevent an error. Unfortunately, it just never worked out. Devers takes down and away, two balls and a strike. Furman stands out second after the throwing error from Jose Ramirez. That one misses a bit low. As Devers showing some patience in this at-bat, it's 3-1. See if working out of the stretch throws Ramirez off of his rhythm. He steps off and turns towards second as Furman heads back. The 3-1. taunt the bottom corner. Devers was ready to trot to first, but home plate umpire Travis Brewer says it was a strike, and the count goes full. William Ward the third in the field. Last night's home plate umpire. Payoff pitch to Devers. Slow chopper over towards second. Cleanly played by Liendo. On to first. Two away. Furman down to third. That'll leave it up to Guy Lipscomb. Lipscomb batting 288 with 19 RBIs, looking for number 20. Got that runner at third in Nate Furman. As the first pitch floats in there at 78 for a called strike. Ramirez, the right-hander, comes set. The 0-1 finds the zone again for strike two. They list him at only having two pitches, fastball, curveball, but I believe that was more of a changeup at 86 compared to his 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Lipscomb lifts it into right field. Chacon, ranging over in the gap, makes the grab, and the inning comes to a close. Hillcats get a runner on third, but they leave him there as we are scoreless heading to the second. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Alonzo Richardson after the pretty quick first inning. Back out for another frame. Only gave up the one hit to Alan Castro. The double off the left field wall, but Salem unable to do anything with it. Hillcats wearing their retro uniforms tonight. A crowd favorite. They were a jersey giveaway last season. And the players all requested to have the jerseys given to them. They wore them during BP almost every day from that point forward. And they liked them so much, they turned them into real jerseys. They look beautiful out on the diamond. Abram Liendo takes down low for ball one. As he leads off this inning, Liendo only batting 170. An OPS of 535. It's the right-hander back into the motion. A little low, ball two. Hit wide as well. Three balls and no strikes as Richardson struggling with his command early on. And Liendo turned out of the way and started making his move toward first as soon as the ball left the hand of Richardson. He opens up the inning with a four-pitch walk. Lionel James, third baseman this evening. He had the night off yesterday. As the first pitch misses up and in for ball one. So five straight balls to open up the second inning for Alonzo Richardson. He's got a runner on first with nobody out. Runner breaks. Pitches in the zone. The throw down is snow-coned by Furman before it found center field. So an easy stolen base for Liendo. Takes the double play out of the question. Salem has been aggressive on the base paths in this series, even more so than Lynchburg has. The 1-1 to James. Down and away, ball two. Infield pulled slightly over toward third. With the right-handed hitting James at the plate. Popped up right field. Long run for Brown. Hooking toward the line. Makes the grab and foul ground. The runner will tag from second. And advance to third. There's one away. Sometimes in those situations, you see the outfielder purposely drop the ball. But that was a little bit too close to the line to risk it. And Dirceau Lira fouls one away. But the infield pulled in. Lira batting 308. Only two RBIs, but he's got one tantalizingly close at third. Strike two. Lira, the catcher this evening. The 0-2. Slider ran inside, and he was well out in front. Bounced off the clubhouse and into the field of play, but that's a foul ball. 75 on the off speed. Hung up there, though. Lyric could straighten that out. That could fly a long way. In the dirt, good block by Fascia. One ball, two strikes. Runner at third, one away. Scoreless ball game, top of the second inning. Upstairs, two balls and two strikes. Hillcats are a significantly different ball club when they score first. They've only won three times in 15 tries when the opposing team has scored first. Ground ball over towards second. Furman gloves it, looks the runner back, and will go on to first for out number two. It was a tougher play than Furman made it look. Now the infield can drift farther back as Liendo had to stay at the bag. Albert Feliz takes a called strike, 0-1. Richardson already back into the motion. Line drive into center field. Lipscomb charging in. He'll have to play it on a hop as the runner will score from third, and Salem takes a 1-0 lead. So the Hillcats will play from behind the third game of this series. Salem has struck first in each of them. And no surprise, they've won all three. Carson Semus takes one above the belt. Lipscomb kind of got caught in between what to do on that line drive. Finds the zone there, 1-1. Runner on first, two away, 1-0 lead for Salem. Breaking ball caught the corner for strike two. Richardson trying to get out of this inning without allowing any more damage. The 1-2. Check swing, they appeal. He did not go around. That was close to being a strike either way. Semus just barely laid off. The 2-2. Right field, Brown drifting back toward the wall. Not very deep as he makes the grab about 10 steps in front of the warning track. And the inning comes to a close. Salem takes the 1-0 lead on the RBI single from Albert Feliz as they now lead 1-0. We'll head to the bottom half of the second inning after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Happy birthday!
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Hoy en fin, estoy escuchando Hirschka.
Lexer Sadui, Zach Fassia, and Bubba Falia. The 3-2 up for Lynchburg in this frame against Jose Ramirez. Ramirez got out of a jam in the first inning after giving up a leadoff single and then a throwing error. Let the runner move into scoring position. He ended up on third before he was stranded. Sadui takes a called strike to open up the inning. Sadui batting 204 with a home run and 13 RBIs. Down and in, one ball, one strike. His home run came here in this ballpark, just creeped over the right field wall, hit the netting covering the scoreboard. That was thrown right at him as he had to lean out of the way of the fastball, 2-1. Jose Ramirez checking his spikes. He may have lost his footing, the 2-1. Sadui lines one into the left field gap. Seamus ranging over, reaching up and making the grab on the run. Sadui thought he had the gap, but there's one away. Zach Fassia will dig in. Fassia getting his second ball game of the series. He takes down and away for ball one. He struck out to end last night's ball game with the runner on third. Slider catches the zone. 1-1. They list that as a curveball, but that seems to have more slide than it does break. He swung through that for strike two. The 1-2 pitch from Ramirez. Threw a fastball down low that Fassia tried to golf. He got a piece of it to stay alive. The 1-2. Roped into right field, but Chacon right in position. Two away. It's Bubba Falia with two away. Salem has pulled their outfielders in all series, and that has kept Lynchburg off the base paths. As Falia takes a called strike, 0-1. Ramirez into the motion. Pulled the string on it, and Falia now down 0-2. He was well out in front expecting a fastball, trying to rope one out of here. Two-strike pitch. Check swing they appeal. He does not go around, says William Ward. Ramirez looking confident here in the second inning. The 1-2. A little bit wide, 2-2. As he came back with a fastball. Feeling 22, the 2-2 pitch. Curveball slider. Missing a bit inside, and the count goes full. Felea tried to sell it by spinning out of the way, but it wrapped itself back around the plate. Payoff pitch. I'd expect him to go back with a fastball. He went breaking ball, and Felea is rung up. He can't believe it. As he tossed his bat back to the dugout and then froze and had some words for the home plate umpire as the inning comes to a close. Tough break for Felea as we head to the third inning. Salem leads it 1-0.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Bank of the James Stadium will be rocking as in-state rival Salem comes to town for the first time in 2023, May 16th through the 21st. It will be a jam-packed series as on Tuesday, we will have special deals for foster care families. On Friday, we will pink out the park in support of breast cancer awareness. Then on Saturday, the Force will be with the Hillcats as we celebrate Star Wars night with a fireworks show. And on Sunday, Western Ways will have their 50th birthday tribute to Dolly Parton. Secure your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Prill.
Top of the order due up for Salem as Alonzo Richardson out for his third inning of work. Interesting to note, the third inning has been Richardson's best inning of the season. We take a look at the splits. We will in a moment. He has been excellent in this frame. Roman Anthony swung at the first pitch and grounded out to open up the ball game. He swings at it here, right at Felea, who takes it to first himself for out number one. Alan Castro he had a double in the first inning. Off the left field wall, he went opposite field. He takes down low for ball one. Richardson has allowed one hit in the third inning this season. Low the knees, ball two. Had one walk and four strikeouts as well. That one's in there. 2-1. Every other inning, his whip is above one. That's in the zone, 2-2. In the third inning, though, his whip is .33. 2-2 pitch. In the dirt, good block by Fassia, though nobody was on base, so didn't really matter. The payoff to Castro. Ground ball to first. Felea has it leap over his head as he squatted down to try to make the play. Into the corner, Brown fires it in there, and Castro with two doubles on the night. Only the second hit allowed by Richardson in the third inning this season. Not sure if that took an awkward bounce off the grass, but Felea went into a squat to field it, and it leaped over his head. Maybe top spin? Couldn't really tell. As Cutter Coffey will be the batter. Breaking ball misses high for ball one. Runner on second, one away. Lifted into left center field. Sadui ranging back toward the wall, and it'll bounce in front of it. As Sadui makes the play on a bounce, the runner will score from second. That's an RBI double for Cutter Coffee. Salem now with a 2-0 lead. Lynchburg will have some work to do as they trail in the third. Juan Chacon, 0-for-1 on the day. Gets the announcer's jinx is in full swing as that misses for ball one. Every time you say that pitcher has done well, they do the opposite. The 1-0. Pull the string, Chacon out in front, 1-1. One aboard, one away. Slow chopper back to the mound. Richardson looks the runner back to second, flips it to first. And the soft toss to the bag allowed Coffee to scramble down to third. So he tried to look him back, but he lofted it over toward first. And the runner made it down to third regardless. Abram Liendo, he reached and scored on a walk as he grounds this one past the diving Devers at short. And Salem extends their lead up to three. RBI single for Liendo. And Salem has built a comfortable lead. And with Lynchburg's inability to score runs in this series, feels like you're facing a mountain. Another throw over. The tag just a bit behind as Liendo expecting him to take off. A throw over, and that'll be a balk as tried to catch Liendo napping like Salem did with Lynchburg yesterday with three straight pickoff throws. But Liendo wisely dove back each and every time. He's on second after the balk. Ground ball over towards short. Devers could end the inning with a good throw, and he got it. 6-3 put out ends the frame, but not before Salem tacks on two more. They lead by three. We head to the bottom half of the third inning in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. More baseball to come on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the LAZY Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support LAZY and help kids play.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Three to nothing lead for Salem in the bottom half of the third inning. Lynchburg has really had nothing going. So they went 1-2-3 in the second. Other than a hit to lead off the ball game, they've been quiet. Jordan Brown will lead off the frame for Lynchburg. They try to creep their way back into it. Brown takes a strike at the knees. 0-1. Ramirez has looked sharp, not just tonight, but all season. His ERA down under .7. But Brown jolts it to left, hooking foul. Out in front of a fastball. That drifted just to the left of the left field foul pole. Two-strike pitch. Unsurprisingly, he went with a curveball at 77. It was outside, 1-2. Ramirez shakes off a couple of signs. Now he fires. This one jolted to center field. Castro on the run, looking up, up against the wall. It bounces out the base. Brown will cruise into second with the leadoff double. Good at bat from Jordan Brown as he caught up to a fastball and carried it over the head of Castro, who was playing in, as Salem has instructed their outfielders to do this series. Second hit of the night for Lynchburg, and the second time they've had a runner in scoring position as well. They need to capitalize. Jose Pastrano, he had a good night yesterday, two hits. He takes downstairs and inside for ball one. Pastrano has boosted his average to 159. Ground ball over towards short. The runner will move to third. And Pastrano didn't even leave the box. And now timeout is called, as I'm not sure what happened. Looks like they're going to call catcher interference, as Pastrano caught a piece of the glove of Lira. There's been no official signal that I can tell. It was a late call by the umpire. Play finished out. Pastrano never left the box. Now the Hillcats have two aboard with one away for Nate Furman. As he takes down and in for ball one, just caught the replay of it. And he did, in fact, catch the glove of Lira, and he knew it right away as he put his glove down in the dirt. One oh to Furman. Just a bit wide. 2-0. Brown at second, Pastrano at first. As Furman watches a strike, 2-1. Furman very patient at the plate. His on-base percentage, .503 coming into the day. A little bit wide, ball three. You don't expect him to swing at anything outside of the zone. He's that good of a hitter. The 3-1 as a pump fake to second. Ramirez in a little bit of trouble. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. At the knees, Furman thought it was low, and the count goes full. Runners on first and second as Ramirez steps off. That's his second step off. So there's a chance the runners might be off, even though there's still nobody out. They hold, and Furman pops it up. Shallow left. Seamus charging in on it and will make the grab for out number one. Alfredo Antunez, he's 0 for 1. He lined out to second. It's a little flare shot. As scoreboard says two outs, but everyone's signaling there's only one. as Antunez chases a high heater for strike one. Antunez batting 304, 9 RBIs. Like to see that number tick up a little bit as he pops it up behind the plate for strike two. But this is where he thrives in two strike counts. He forces a pitcher to make a lot of pitches. He never takes a pitch off. The 0-2. Lifted into right field. Chacon will give way to the center fielder Castro, who makes the grab. Brown will tag from second and will reach third. And now there's two away with runners at the corners. So Pastrano at first, Brown at third, and Jose Devers at the dish. Devers was smoking the ball in batting practice today. Had a chance to watch a little bit of him. And he was making some solid contact. He watches a breaking ball for called strike. Ramirez trying to work out of the jam. Devers had a good pitch to rip, but he topped it right at the plate for strike two. So Lynchburg on the verge of ending an inning with a runner in scoring position and nobody out. Not a run for the second time in this ball game. Runners at the corners, two away, the two-strike pitch. Runner breaks for second, and Devers pops it up behind the plate, and that'll find the seats. Brown over at third on the two-strike pitch from Ramirez. Runner breaks again. Devers into right field. Chacon drifts back and makes the grab. Once again, Lynchburg leaves runners in scoring position. They can't seem to find the key to solving that riddle in this series. They trail 3-0 as we head to the fourth. Lynchburg trails it. And we come back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
Most games just getting started in the Carolina League. Two in the bottom of the first. They're scoreless. Fayetteville and Down East, Delmarva and Charleston. Neither of them have scored yet, but Down East is threatening in that game. They have a runner on third with two away. In the top half of the first, the Fireflies have two aboard against Fredericksburg in a scoreless ball game. Coming up in a little bit, game two of Kannapolis and Carolina after Kannapolis took game one 7-0, knocking off the first place Mudcats. Then also Myrtle Beach and Augusta. That'll be coming your way in just a little bit as well. Here in Lynchburg, Salem with a 3-0 lead over Lynchburg. As Enderso Lira takes one in the dirt for ball one. PA announcer was still reading. Not sure if that first strike counts. Roped over towards short, leaping grab by Devers for out number one. Albert Feliz. He singled and drove home a run, the first run of the ball game in the second inning. As he watches one for a called strike, 0-1. Salem has jumped at pitches early in the at-bat today. As he swung through a breaking ball for strike two. It helps that Richardson has been pounding the zone. Of his 53 pitches, 34 have been for strikes. The 0-2. Breaking ball. No call, 1-2. Back into the motion. Pulled the string again. Feliz over top of it. There's two away. That's the first strikeout of the night for Richardson. Comes in the fourth inning. As the number nine hitter, Carson Semus, 0-1 on the day, will get his chance. Another strike to open up the at-bat, 0-1. We don't have the numbers for first pitch strikes. Missing wide, 1-1. But I would presume it's probably up near 75%, if not higher, from Richardson. Got him to chase, 1-2. Timeout is called by Semus. Anthony's a little low. Didn't help that Fascia misplayed it. It's 2-2. Richardson trying to work 1-2-3 for the first time tonight. Right-hander, the long look in. Now he fires. Fastball, got him looking. Semus tries to disagree as he makes a circle around the home plate umpire. But he will have to sit down. Back-to-back strikeouts for Richardson as he works 1-2-3 in the top of the fourth. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey, Hillcats fans, has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Hillcats still looking for their first run of the ball game. 3-0 lead for the Red Sox as Jose Ramirez has pitched well so far. He's left runners stranded several times in the ball game. As Guy Lipscomb will dig in. Ramirez has a 75% left on base percentage coming into this evening. As Lipscomb, a slow chopper over toward first. Going to be a tough play with his speed. And he beats the pitcher to the back. An infield single on a slow chopper for Guy Lipscomb. Feliz took a wide-angle route. And Ramirez, unfamiliar with the speed of Lipscomb, could not hustle over to the bag and beat him there as Lexer Sidui will be the batter. Don't expect Lipscomb to try and stay at first very long. Now Sidui watches one at the knees for a called strike. Ramirez is a lot better against righties than he is lefties. His whip is near 2 against lefties. The 0-1 downstairs. One ball and a strike. On the flip side, against righties, it's under 3. 7 walks of his 9 coming into today were against left-handed hitters. Ground ball over towards second. This could be 2. Lipscomb retired for 1. On to first. Double play. A nice stretch by Feliz. Clears the bases. A 4-6-3 double play. Zach Fassia. Fassia, 0-1. As he'll reach first the hard way, taking it square in the back. He played hockey, though. That's probably nothing. Bubba Feliz. He struck out looking at a full count that he thought was ball 4. Righty on righty matchup. As he watches a fastball for a called strike going 1. Malia got caught looking at a slider he felt was inside. They'll get 1 there for strike 2. So Ramirez still pitching well. 2-strike pitch. Caught him looking again. Something off speed, and Feliz goes down for the second time tonight with his bat on his shoulder. We head to the 5th. Lynchburg trailing 3-0 in the Hill City. Plenty more baseball to come after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit lynchburg-hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Three to nothing lead for Salem as we head to the top of the 5th inning in Lynchburg. Lonzo Richardson remains on the mound. He's pitched well other than the 1 rough inning in the 3rd. Otherwise, he's been pretty solid. Hasn't made too many pitches. As Aerospace and Aviation Night at the ballpark, tossing out foam airplanes. People in the crowd. Roman Anthony leading off for the 3rd time tonight. Takes 1 a little low for ball 1. The right-hander back into the motion. That misses low again, ball 2. Hard chopper to first. Feliz will take it himself for the unassisted putout. That's the 2nd time in a row Anthony has grounded it straight to the 3rd baseman. Alan Castro, 2-for-2, 2 doubles. He's had a pretty solid evening. The last one took a wicked hop over the head of Feliz at first. A little low for ball 1. Richardson sitting at 65 pitches. How's that one fouled back? 1-1. You'd expect him to be able to get to about 75 or 80, so this most likely his final inning of work, as he works really quickly. Jam shot, left field. Going to be a tough play. Devers will hand over to Sadui, who makes the grab, two away. Cutter Coffey, one for two. An RBI double in the third inning that scored Castro. Only his seventh RBI of the season. He takes upstairs for ball one. Coffey, as we mentioned, a top 30 prospect for Boston and the Red Sox organization. The 1-1. Looped. Right side. Felea, tough play. Gives way to Furman. Toward the line. Basket-style catch for the third out. Back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Richardson as he has settled in nicely since the third. We head to the bottom half of the fifth in Lynchburg. Plenty more baseball to come after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Mi nombre es José Debe, Infield, está escuchando Hirschka.
Jordan Brown will lead off the bottom half of the fifth inning. He's one for one with a double as Jose Ramirez continues to pitch well. His last outing, he went six innings. He's at five. We're at four at this point, trying to go five. Brown takes down and away for ball one. Brown just missed hitting one out of here in his first trip and just drifted foul before smacking a double to dead center. Swung through the fastball, one and one. Long pause by Ramirez. That misses wide. Two balls and a strike. Already back into the motion. As that curveball ran in tight, Brown was ready to wear it. It'll be ball three. Brown, with the hitter's count, wanted to tee off. As he fouls it back into the seats. Count goes full. They'll try it again. Ramirez already back into the motion. Called strike three on the corner. Brown was frozen on a changeup for out number one. Jose Pastrano, he reached on catcher's interference in his first plate appearance. Corners pulled in. Actually, just the third baseman for that matter. As he takes one at the belt for strike one. That was the first time we've seen catcher's interference called today. As a high chopper toward first. Route number two. By today, I mean this season. Nate Furman with two away. He's one for two. He was left stranded at third in the first inning. And now Hillcats are down by 3. 3-0 lead for the Red Sox. Half the knees are called strike. Off the curveball. Ramirez back into the motion. In the zone again, strike two, and the Hillcats on the verge of being set down 1-2-3 for the second time tonight. Berman steps out and calls time. As his Hillcats trail by 3. A 2-strike pitch. Blew it by him at 93. Furman never had a chance to catch up to that one. He was well behind it. 2 strikeouts in the inning for Ramirez as he worked quickly to retire Lynchburg. We head to the 6th. 3-0 lead in favor of Salem. We come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the 4 Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett & Bates Family Orthodontics.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Well, Lynchburg finds themselves in a familiar situation this series, trailing in the latter half of the ballgame. 3-0 lead for Salem. How did we get here? Well, in the second inning, Abram Liendo walked and would work his way around before Albert Feliz would drive him home on an RBI single. Then in the third, 2 more runs would score. Alan Castro with a one-out double would be brought home by Cutter Coffey, who would knock a double of his own before he would score on an RBI single from Liendo. Jam shot by Chacon to Devers. Good stretch by Felia for out number one. Richardson still on the mound. So that's how we got to the 3-0 score. Lynchburg has had opportunities. They have not been able to capitalize. They're just hoping Jose Ramirez doesn't come out. Right back to Richardson. 2 pitches, 2 outs. Lionel James. He's 0 for 2. Taking all the way, not wanting a 3-pitch inning for ball one. That's when you're playing MLB The Show and the announcers start talking about how they need to start taking more pitches. Missing in tight, ball two. I only know that because when I play, I prefer to swing. The 2-0. That one finds the zone. 2 balls and a strike. Richardson just hitting 75 pitches. 2-1. A little bit wide, 3-1. Slow chopper foul. I've had my fair share of 3-pitch innings in MLB The Show. Don't see it too much on an actual diamond. The payoff pitch. Ran it upstairs, ball 4. As James draws a 2-out walk. In the top of the 6th. I don't see anybody getting loose in the Hillcats bullpen. I just now saw a catcher appear from a corner. It looks like Richardson will get at least one more batter Now, as Tony Arnold was on the walkie-talkie, fouled away by Lira for strike one. Runner on first. Two away. The 0-1 popped up out of play. Right into the parking lot. The danger of parking your car close to the ballpark. Quick throw over toward first. But James back with a dive. A two-strike pitch to Lira. Line drive left field, foul. Just a bit out in front. Lira is 0-for-2 on the afternoon. Runner on first, two away. Two-strike pitch from Richardson. In the dirt, check swing. They say he went around. Third strikeout for Richardson ends the frame. We head to the bottom half of the sixth inning with Salem leading it 3-0. We'll be back with more after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
They say you never know what you'll see when you go to the ballpark. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to give you something to look forward to every time you come to Bank of the James Stadium. Join us every week this season for our nightly promotions that will be sure to keep you coming back for more baseball. Drink specials every Thirsty Thursday, fireworks every Saturday night, and kids eat free all Sunday long. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or by calling 434-528-1144. 1144.
I'm Press Kavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Well, Alonzo Richardson has pitched well. He's only given up three runs, and they came in the first three innings. But Jose Ramirez has been better. Ramirez only allowed three hits. Two of them have been infield singles. Only one reached the outfield grass, and that was a double over the head of the center fielder by Jordan Brown. Alfredo Antunez will dig in. It's been a frustrating showing for Lynchburg in this series. Only four runs total. They all came yesterday. Ran it in tight to Antunez for ball one. Antunez is 0-for-2. Line out and a fly out. Slow chopper to first, foul. Caught a lot of chalk right at the plate. You saw it dust up. The 1-1. Little low, ball two. Antunez, number 25 prospect for Cleveland. This is wide, 3-1. Player they're hoping can stay healthy as he's battled injuries his whole career. The 2-1 pitch. Just missed. Ball four as the Hillcats have their leadoff runner aboard. For the fourth time tonight. They've had nothing to show from it each time. They're still within striking distance, only down by three, but they have to start making a move. You don't want to wait till the eighth like you did last night when they were down by three and put up a crooked number. Jose Devers fouls it away for strike one. Devers, his average has dipped to 237, 20 RBIs, two home runs. The 0-1. Didn't find the zone 1-1. That corner has tightened a little bit from Travis Brewer. Runner at first, nobody out. Slow chopper back toward the Hillcats dugout. I see some guys stretching for Salem, but no immediate action. As the two-strike pitch from Ramirez on its way. Ran it outside on a breaking ball, 2-2. So it looks like this will be his inning unless he runs into some trouble. Still under 80 pitches. The 2-2 to Devers. And tight, almost clipped him. And the count goes full. Good plate appearance for Jose Devers, making him throw a lot of pitches. As it looks like he may have caught something in his eye. Did Ramirez. Making Ramirez work is important. Quick throw over toward first. A good job by Feliz to keep that in front. As he got a little crossed up. The payoff to Devers. Runner breaks. It's well outside. Jose Devers draws the walk. Back-to-back walks to open up the inning for the Hillcats. Will give way to Guy Lipscomb. He reached on an infield single in his last trip. Surprised to not see a visit from the pitching coach after back-to-back walks. And now there is a righty getting loose for Salem. As the first pitch misses down low for ball one. Still no motion from the pitching coach. Struggling to find the zone. It would be big if the Hillcats could capitalize. Anthony's 1-1. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Slow chopper over towards second. On to second for one. Back to first. Not in time. As Lipscomb hustling down the line will bring runners at the corners on the 4-6 fielder's choice. Lexer Sadui. Antunez now at third after Devers was retired. We'll see if Lipscomb takes off early. He does. Pitches down and away. They throw down. Antunez breaks for home. The throw comes back way offline. Lipscomb was in safely at second, and he's able to hop up and skirt down to third. On the throwing error by Cutter Coffey, he grip locked it and sent it up the first base line to the backstop. Hillcats finally have a run on the board on the aggressive base running. A double steal. Ground ball over towards second. That will score Lipscomb. As Sadui is retired and Lynchburg now only trails by one. You'll take it. Zach Fassia will be the batter. Lynchburg now right back into it. Ball one. Ground ball past the bag at first into right field. Fassia around the bag at first. He'll head to second. The ball bouncing around. Fassia around second, heading for third. A stand-up triple for Zach Fassia. He grabs his belly in celebration. As he was hustling around the bag. Bubba Felia, as now Salem will make a move as Ramirez has struggled to get out of this inning. And the Hillcats finally found his number. And they're 90 feet away from tying things up. Zach Fassia with a stand-up triple. The whole team was on the top step going wild. You'll love to see it. We'll be back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit lynchburg-hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Well, that's only the second time an opposing team has scored two runs with Ramirez pitching. Either time were they both earned, but he is responsible for that runner at third after the triple from Zach Fassia. New pitcher is Luis Talavera, a right-hander, the 3.72 ERA. First pitch to Felia is in the zone for a called strike, 0-1. See if that triple sparks the offense to try and tie things up. The 0-1 to Fassia. Excuse me, Felia snagged by the pitcher on a nice play by Talavera. He just stuck his glove down and slammed it into the dirt and held on for the final out of the inning. We'll step aside. 3-2 lead for Salem. Lynchburg scores two and are right back in it. We head to the seventh in the Hill City after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The book is closed on Alonzo Richardson. He goes 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs. They were all earned, 2 walks and 3 strikeouts. So a solid performance from Richardson. A bona fide quality start. However, he is in line for the loss as the Hillcats still trail 3-2. Tomas Reyes will be the new arm. A left-hander out of the bullpen, making his first home appearance for the squad. As Albert Feliz will dig in the top of the seventh. Line drive into center field. Lipscomb makes the grab chest high for out number one. Reyes making his fourth appearance. He's 1-0. No earned runs in just over 3 innings. He's only allowed 1 hit, 2 walks. 4 strikeouts. 1 run has scored, but it was, as I mentioned, unearned. Carson Semus Makes a call and strike. 0-1, 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Reyes. In the dirt, took something off of it. 1-1. Reyes was with the Hillcats a season ago. He struggled. Line foul and out of play. 1-2. He only made four appearances, but he was 0-1 with a 9.39 ERA. A whip over two. Breaking ball in the dirt, 2-2. He gave up eight earned runs in under eight innings. Two-strike pitch to Seamus. Slow chopper. Reyes spins, fires, two away. Nice play by Reyes to range off the mound. That was a slow dribbler up the first base line. And he pounced on it quickly. Roman Anthony will get his first at-bat where he's not leading off an inning. He's 0 for 3. As Reyes bounces one down and away, 1-0. Reyes, 5'11", 150 from the Dominican Republic, 23 years of age. Big curveball, 1-1. Missing a bit tight, ball two. Reyes was signed by the Guardians in 2018. He's been with the organization for a while. A big sweeping curve that catches the inside zone. 2-2 as Anthony steps out. Reyes hasn't flinched, waiting for him to dig back in. The 2-2. Fastball fouled away. He'll try it again. The count even. The left-hander into the windup. Tried to brush him back, and it's a full count. Looking for a quick 1-2-3 inning. The payoff pitch. Curveball chopped at the dish. And Anthony stays alive, fouling off a good breaking ball. That curveball looks sharp right now. The 3-2. Went with the fastball, though. And he missed down and away for a two-out walk. Alan Castro with an opportunity. He's responsible for one of the runs on the board for Salem. As timeout is called by the home plate umpire. Now something was laying next to the batter's box. Not sure what, but the umpire tossed it back to the dugout. Runner on first, two away. Reyes has this one lined into left field. Sadui on the run. Gives a little hop for the final out of the inning. Good inning for Reyes as he comes in for relief of Richardson. It's still a 3-2 ball game. It's time to stretch in Lynchburg. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more baseball to come after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hello, this is Jordan Smith, the Lynchburg Hillcats manager. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Jordan Brown will lead things off in the bottom half of the seventh inning as Luis Talavera fires one in there for a called strike, 0-1. The right-hander bounced that one in there. They appeal on a check swing. They say he did not go around. One ball and one strike. Brown, 1-for-2 on the day. He doubled in the third inning. Had a hanger, but was a bit underneath it and out in front for strike two. Can officially close the book on Jose Ramirez. We'll do that after this pitch. 1-2. Brown chops it foul and he stays alive. Ramirez, 5 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, and they've labeled him as both earned. 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. 1-2. Downstairs, 2-2. Good eye from Jordan Brown. The right-hander working quickly. Rushed him back, full count. Hillcats trail 3-2, bottom of the seventh inning. The payoff is a bit upstairs, and Brown works the leadoff walk. Fifth time in 7 innings, Lynchburg has had their leadoff runner aboard. Only last inning were they able to do something with it. And now in the bottom half of the seventh inning, you can't afford to leave base runners stranded. Pastrano reached on catcher's interference in the third inning. He takes one a bit wide. Ball one. Another righty is getting loose for Salem. As the sun just now setting behind the Blue Ridge. It's been a pretty quick moving game. The 1-0. Off the corner. 1-1. And I know as soon as I say that, the announcer's jinx will kick in again. Just like it always does. The 1-1 to Pastrana. Lifted right field. Chacon ranging back in front of the wall will make the grab. As he was booking it back there for a moment, Brown had to head back to first. As Pastrana just a little bit underneath it. Nate Furman will dig in. He's 1-for-3. Brown takes off for second. The pitch is a bit wide. The throw down bounces past the glove of Coffey. And a stolen base moves the runner into scoring position with one away. Furman with an RBI opportunity if he can put one in play. That's the tying run. Ground ball up the middle. Past the diving Coffey. Brown around third. The throw comes home. Hopped over the glove. And he's safe. It was a close play at home. Lira thought he was going in for the slide. Brown didn't think the throw was even going to be near. As he just hops, gifted a jump over the glove to tie the ball game. I don't think anybody thought that was going to be as close as it was, but a good throw from Castro online, and Brown just dodged the tag. Tie ball game, bottom of the seventh. Furman breaks. The pitch is in the dirt. The throw down.
Got him.
Furman in a bit of disbelief as he thought he got there before the tag. So that clears the bases. Now with two away for Wilfredo Antunez. The 1-0. He pops it up out of play, 1-1. The 1-1. A little low. Ball two. A little bit high. Ball three. I just now got a look at the caught stealing of Nate Furman. I don't know. Ball four is Antunez. Takes a walk. So the Hillcats have been on the bases this whole inning. But the caught stealing kind of halted a little bit of momentum. Jose Devers. In a tie ball game. Look for his first hit. He's 0 for 2. Antunez the go-ahead run at first. He breaks for second. Swung on and missed the throw down. That one, without a doubt, beat him. Two runners caught stealing in the seventh as Salem gets out of it without any more damage than a tie ball game. 3-3, though, as we head to the eighth. Lynchburg has worked their way back into the ball game. Don't go anywhere. More baseball to come after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now, back to the field. Here's Jason Pritt.
Brand new ball game as we head to the eighth inning. Tomas Reyes will remain on the mound for his second inning of work. He's not gone longer than an inning and a third all season. He'll face the heart of the order. Cutter Coffey, Juan Chacon, and Abram Liendo. Coffey, 1-for-3 with an RBI double in the third inning. Cats tied this game up on an RBI single from Nate Furman up the middle that just scooted under the glove of Cutter Coffey, who takes one upstairs for ball one. It's amazing how beautiful this game is. Coffey couldn't make the play at short, but now leads off the inning in a tie ball game. Big curveball that ended up in the other batter's box. 2-0. If he could start an inning. The 2-0. Tried to paint the corner. Ball three. So Reyes struggling to find the zone to open up the eighth inning. The 3-0. That's in there. Three balls and a strike. 1,365 on hand this evening. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Coffey has fallen back into the at-bat. Payoff pitch. Curveball fouled right off the umpire. Might have chased it. as the 3-2 on its way from Reyes. Line drive up the middle, scooped by Furman, and one away. He was in the perfect position with the infield pulled over toward third. The bigger issue was Reyes trying to get out of the way of it. He was able to duck under the line drive. As Juan Chacon will be the batter. With one away. In there for a strike. 0-1. Reyes has matched his longest outing of the season. Downstairs, 1-1. The lefty has a slow chopper toward third. He hops on it, off his back foot. Yes, sir! Just got him. Reyes off balance. Makes a beautiful play to retire Chacon. He kind of lost his balance as he planted his back foot. And as he slipped toward the ground, made a strong throw and got Chacon by a hair. Liendo takes a called strike, 0-1. That's a beautiful play from a pitcher. We've seen a couple of those tonight, including from him. That's his second one that he's made a nice play on. Downstairs, 1-1. Pitchers are athletes, too. Ironically, the pitching staff was practicing that today. Or something of the sorts. 2-1. For the game, there was a group of pitchers working with Yan Rivera on fielding ground balls cleanly. Swung through a fastball, 2-2. Didn't mean to, but intention doesn't matter. Doesn't erase a strike. The 2-2 from Reyes. Line drive center field. Lipscomb breaking in. Slides and makes the grab. And the inning comes to a close. Back to back. Nice defensive plays for Lynchburg as they have a bit more pep in their step. After tying the game up in the bottom half of the seventh, a 1-2-3 inning for Reyes. We head to the bottom half of the eighth in Lynchburg. Right after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. 76 would like to invite you to save up when you fill up. Download the new Fuel Forward app today and save money every time you fill up at a 76 station. The new Fuel Forward app is the easiest way to pay and save on fuel. 76, we're on the driver's side.
Mi nombre es José Debe. Soy infield. Está escuchando Hillcats.
Luis Talavera is done as we head to the bottom half of the eighth inning. He goes 1 1/3, one hit, one run. That tied the game. Two walks and no strikeouts. It'll be Michael Valera on the mound, making his ninth appearance. No decisions, a 7.59 ERA in just under 11 innings. 13 hits, 10 runs, 9 of them earned. 9 walks, 16 strikeouts. He'll face the heart of the order, 3-4-5. Jose Devers takes one in the zone for a called strike, 0-1. Valera, 6-2, 176. Devers swinging for the fences. Now down to the count, 0-2. Outfield remains pulled in with Hillcats not being much of a power threat. Two-strike pitch in the dirt. Devers laid off. 1-2. Second night in a row where it'll be late game dramatics. Tie ball game. Bottom of the eighth. The 1-2 from Valera. Fouled at the plate. A long pause from Valera. He'll probably have to step off, and he does, as the pitch clock was winding down. And they never granted him the timeout. And so an automatic ball has been applied. 2-2. Down and away, ball three. I'm kind of shocked. He stepped off the mound, but they never granted him time. And the count goes full. Payoff. Upstairs, ball four. And the Hillcats have the go-ahead run on first to open up the inning. Guy Lipscomb. He scored in the sixth inning. On a double steal. Actually, I lied. He scored on a fielder's choice from Lexer Sidui. And an automatic ball has been applied yet again. Valera struggling as the catcher will go out and have a word with him. Maybe getting crossed up on signals and signs or not communicating very well. Or, quite frankly, it's a big inning. It's an important moment in the ball game. And the leadoff runner already aboard. Now you're down in the count 1-0. Mind tends to get rattled. The 1-0 to Lipscomb. This is down and in, ball two. The Cats trailed 3-0. But have tied things up. The 2-0. Ball three. I don't think Lynchburg is going to be running anytime soon after two runners were caught stealing in the last inning. Timeout is called from Lipscomb as he's had his bat on his shoulders this whole at-bat, wanted to get a swing off. See if they give him the green light with nobody out, bottom of the eighth. I'd be shocked. The 3-0. He did not, and it was in the dirt, ball four. And the first two reach on a walk. And the pitching coach out in a hurry. Jason Blanton. As Valera struggling to throw strikes. Already an arm getting warmed up for Salem. As the bullpen faltering. Since Ramirez handed the ball off. Now granted, Ramirez gave up runs in the sixth inning. Bullpen has not helped him out, as it'll be a no decision for Ramirez and for Alonzo Richardson, who also pitched well. Lexer Sidui, he's 0-for-3, lined out to left. 4-6-3 double play in the fourth, and brought home an RBI and a fielder's choice in the sixth. He's got two aboard with nobody out. Bottom of the eighth inning. We'll see if he swings at the first pitch. He does not, as it missed wide. And Valera still not able to find the zone. Big moment here. Lynchburg riding a three-game losing streak. The 1-0 in there, 1-1. long check of second. The right-hander fires, and Sadui swings through it. First strike, two. Sadui, the runner's breaking. The pitch is high. The throw down. Not in time. Jose Devers under the tag, slams his fist into the ground as both runners move 90 feet closer. Lipscomb followed on the double steal. The infield now pulled in. 2-2 on Lexer Sadui. The go-ahead run 90 feet away. Hillcats looking for their first win of the series. The 2-2. Outside, ball four. And you'd wonder, do you work around Sadui, face Fascia, but create a force play at home? Then you open up the door for a double play. Payoff pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Sliding stop by the second baseman. Thrown away. A runner will score. And the Hillcats take the lead. From his side, Liendo tried to play hero. He taps his chest knowing he cost his team a run. Devers held up at third. And now Valera has not retired a batter. He'll be pulled from the ball game in line for the loss. If Liendo would not have thrown that ball to first and just ate it, it would be bases loaded in a tie ball game. But instead, he went to the bag at first to try to get an out, and the Hillcats took the lead. We'll meet the new pitcher when we return. 4-3 Lynchburg after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats Mini Plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pettway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
It'll be Felix Cepeda who will try and keep this a one-run game, but he will have his work cut out for him as the Hillcats have taken the lead. In nine games, he's 1-1 with a 1.26 ERA. 11 hits, five runs, two of them earned. 13 walks, 13 strikeouts. Zach Fascia to lead things off, a righty-on-lefty matchup. Runners at the corners, nobody out. One run already in for Lynchburg. Runner breaks for second. The pitch is outside, a fake throw down. Now Sadui swipes second. Lipscomb held at third. And now the double play is out of the question, and the infield pulled back in. 4-3 lead for the Hillcats. Healthy cut at a 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Cepeda. He stands 6'3", 170 from Bonao, Dominican Republic. The 1-1 in the dirt, ball two. Feels like it's been a long time since Jose Ramirez was shutting down this Lynchburg lineup. The 2-1. Blew it by him upstairs, 2-2. Cepeda, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. The 2-1. popped up center field. Actually on the infield, the center fielder came charging in for the second baseman. Liendo, right on the edge of the dirt, will make the grab for out number one. Bubba Folia. He's 0 for 3, but he was robbed of a base hit on a line drive right back to the pitcher. In his last trip. Hillcats with two runners in scoring position. One away. Cepeda trying to keep it a one-run game. Folia, with other ideas, takes a strike. Lipscomb at third. Sadui at second. Breaking ball misses wide, 1-1. Mentioned a good crowd on hand, over 1,300. Open for a Hillcat victory. Big cut from Folia, strike two. He's down in the count. Hillcats have the lead. They've crawled their way back. Two-strike pitch. Just a bit wide. Cepeda thought it was strike three. He grabs the back of his neck in disbelief. 2-2. One away. The 2-2 from Cepeda. Caught the corner, strike three. Folia very frustrated after that call. That's the third time he's been set down looking in the ballgame. Two away, and Jordan Brown. He's the last chance for the Hillcats to add an insurance run before the ninth. Not sure if they'll go with Reyes or the arm that's warming up in the bullpen. I'm assuming they'll make a move. First pitch to Brown is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Cepeda trying to work a magic trick. Keep Salem within striking distance. The 0-1. Brown ball, slow dribbler to first, as Feliz will take it himself. And the inning comes to a close. So Cepeda does his job and gets the final three outs of the inning with no issues. We head to the ninth. Lynchburg holding a 4-3 lead. Meet the new pitcher when we come back after this on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
The Lynchburg Area Youth Sports Initiative, also known as LAZY, exists to make sports accessible to all kids through pop-up clinics, camps, motivational speakers, and their free sports locker. Have gently used gear and equipment sitting around in your garage? Drop off your donation in the Lazy Sports Locker donation cart to get one free general admission ticket to a Hillcats game. Support Lazy and help kids play.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium as we say aloha to summer with a series with the Carolina Mudcats May 30th through June 4th. On Friday night, we'll be giving away a Coca-Cola cooler bag to the first 500 fans in attendance. And on Saturday, wear your blue as we raise awareness for autism with specialty jerseys and a post-game fireworks show. A sensory room will be available for all who need it. On Sunday, we will partner with the YMCA for the Joe Torre Safe at Home program to combat domestic violence. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hillcats turn to the right arm of Miguel Venicio. Venicio making his 11th appearance. He's 1-2 with an 1.91 ERA. Just over 11 innings. He's given up 16 runs, 15 earned, 9 walks, 11 strikeouts. The home run ball has been his Achilles heel. He's given up 4. However, the good news for Lynchburg is Salem is the only team in minor league baseball with the same or near the same amount of home runs as Lynchburg. Hillcats have 8. Salem has 10 on the season. It'll be the bottom of the order. Lionel James digs in. He has one of their home runs on the season as the first pitch misses down and away for ball one. Benicio is 0 for 2 in save opportunities as it's 2-0 to James. It is important to note, though, he is not allowed an earned run or a run or a hit in the entire month of May. Been a different pitcher since the calendar turned over. That's ball three. And Salem trying to get their tying run aboard. A 3-0. That finds the zone at 91 from Benicio. Three balls and a strike. Benicio spent some time in Lynchburg a year ago. The 3-1. Caught the zone again. Full count. Hillcats trying to end their three-game skid. Actually, four-game skid. Fouled back. And James stays alive. It's their longest losing streak of the season. They lead by one here in the ninth, 4-3. Payoff pitch from Benicio. Up and in, leaned him back. And Salem has the tying run aboard. We'll close the book on Tomas Reyes. With Benicio taking over, Reyes would be in line for the win if this score were to hold. He went two innings, no hits, no runs, one walk, and no strikeouts. And Dirso Lira. He swings at the first pitch but pulls his back foot out for strike one. Three outs separate Lynchburg from victory. The 0-1. Pulled something off again. Strike two. Lira, a little too aggressive to open up this at-bat. Have yet to motion James towards second. Two-strike pitch he holds. Line drive over the head of Devers into left field as Salem has their first two runners aboard here in the ninth. That's the go-ahead run. Albert Feliz. Tying run now 180 feet away at second. It's the first hit allowed by Benicio in the month of May. Feliz, 1-for-3. He takes a called strike, 0-1. Benicio just looking for an out. In this situation, one out is key. Jam shot foul left field, out in front of a hanging breaking ball. And Feliz down in the count, no balls and two strikes. Two-strike pitch. Sharp grounder. Devers can't field it cleanly. And everybody is safe. He got knocked down by the hard chopper. And the tying run 90 feet away. Go-ahead run 180 feet away. And Benicio on the verge of blowing his third save of the season. Carson Semus at the plate. First pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. They have scored that a hit for now. The 0-1. Slow chopper to first. Aaliyah waits back on it, and we have a tie ball game. The fielder's choice allows James to score. And Lira down to third, and Feliz into scoring position himself as the infield will come in. Tie ball game, top of the ninth. Top of the order up. Slow chopper over toward first again. Felia will flip to Furman. And now the runner's caught. Tagged out, second inning over. Feliz thought the runner would break for home as he got caught in between second and third, and the tag was applied. Inning ending, double play. It wasn't a traditional double play, but it worked. A 3-4-6 double play. Ends the frame and a tie ball game. If the Hillcats are going to win, they're going to do it on a walk-off. We're tied heading to the bottom of the ninth. And we come back after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Bank of the James Stadium will be rocking as in-state rival Salem comes to town for the first time in 2023, May 16th through the 21st. It will be a jam-packed series as on Tuesday we will have special deals for foster care families. On Friday, we will pink out the park in support of breast cancer awareness. Then on Saturday, the Force will be with the Hillcats as we celebrate Star Wars night with a fireworks show. And on Sunday, Western Ways will have their 50th birthday tribute to Dolly Parton. Secure your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
I'm Press Cavanaugh, outfielder, and you're listening to Hillcats Baseball.
Interesting to note, Juan Benjamin and Mike Coyado running some laps down the left field line and doing some stretches. In case they need to be called in as a pinch hitter or a pinch runner at any point in this inning. Jose Pastrano to lead things off in the bottom of the ninth. Tied at four. He's 0 for 2. 94 mile an hour fastball blew by him for strike one. Felix Cepeda remains on the mound. 1-1. Cepeda came on for Michael Valera, who could not record an out. And then Cepeda finished out the rest of the inning. The 1-1 upstairs. Two balls and a strike. So we'll close the book on Valera. A 2-1 pitch. A little bit high, ball three. Did not record an out, one hit, one run. It was earned, two walks, and no strikeouts. Cepeda with the 3-1. Pastrano takes ball four, and the Hillcats have a leadoff runner aboard in the ninth. Nate Furman, as Pastrano has some extra words for the second baseman, trying to get him pumped up for this at-bat. Furman's the kind of guy, though, who's locked in. He digs in. Runner on first, nobody out. Breaking ball finds the top of the zone for strike one. Furman, with two hits on the evening, both singles. Drove home a run in the seventh. The 0-1. Had a good pitch to rip, but fouled it back to the screen, strike two. Furman calls time. Runner on first, nobody out. Tie game in the ninth. Two-strike pitch. Slow chopper, and Furman stays alive. 97 from Cepeda. really rearing back. Infield in double play depth. The 0-2. Waited back on a breaking ball that wrapped around the zone and fought it off to stay alive. Tension mounting. Another close game. We've had three close games in this series. As the two-strike pitch from Cepeda once again. Wasted one, 1-2. Furman just trying to move that runner into scoring position. Pastrano. The winning run. In the dirt, bounced away from the catcher. Pastrano breaks for second. The throw, not in time. And the Hillcats have the winning run at second base. I didn't know if that was going to get away from Cepeda or from Lira far enough. But now a single could end the ball game. That's going to be tough off of a guy like Cepeda. Nate Furman digs back in for the 2-2. Inside to the backstop again. Pastrano 90 feet away. Back-to-back wild pitches. Pastrano serves as the winning run. Furman in a full count. Felix Cepeda, the right-hander, sets at the belt. Payoff pitch. Ball four. Runners at the corners. And I would expect Furman to take off with the infield pulled in. And the runner at third. I don't think they're going to even think about a throw over or a throw down to second, as they are focused on that, the batter and the runner at third, and that is all. Nobody out. Bottom of the ninth. 4-4 our score. Back and forth we go. Antunez at the dish. Runner breaks. It's in the zone. No throw down. And that's an easy stolen base for Nate Furman. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. The right-hander, Cepeda. Ahead in the count, 0-1 to Antunez. Just a bit low, 1-1. Jose Devers waits on deck for his opportunity if Antunez can't bring him home. And they're going to send him down to first on an intentional walk. Cepeda is a bit confused by the decision. That's the first intentional walk that we've seen all season long. So bases loaded, nobody out. Jose Devers, infield pulled in. And now time has been called as the infield umpire wants to check something with Cepeda. Not sure what the conversation was about, but it threw Cepeda off of his rhythm, as if the intentional walk that was called didn't do that already. It's Jose Devers. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Bottom of the ninth. Tie game. Devers takes down low for ball one. Infield remains pulled in. The winning run 90 feet away. Devers takes a strike, 1-1. Cepeda has pulled back on his velocity just a tick to try and make sure no more wild pitches. The 1-1. Strike two. Devers thought it was low, and this would be a big first out if he can pick it up, because that forces a double play opportunity. The two-strike pitch. Breaking ball up the middle. Ball game. Pastrano touches home and Devers, the Hillcat hero tonight.
A mob scene at second base. The Gatorade bath has commenced. Lynchburg 5-4 winners in dramatic late game fashion. The party has moved to left field as Devers has dragged the whole team to the outfield on a line drive single up the middle past the diving glove of Coffee, and Lynchburg goes home victorious, a happy crowd, and a 5-4 victory to get Lynchburg back in the win column. We'll step aside to recap it after this timeout on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network and Bally Live.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
5-4 walk-off victory for Lynchburg. Jose Devers, the Hillcat hero tonight, as Lynchburg sends the crowd home happy in dramatic late-game fashion. That's the first walk-off the Hillcats have had all season long. Last year they had a handful. This year the first one belongs to Jose Devers, who has been a spark plug for Lynchburg. And you can see it. He was going through a slump, but he was enthused and excited about finally getting a base hit, specifically the walk-off base hit. I don't see any players being roped for a post-game interview at this point in time, so we'll go ahead and recap the ball game. We await to see if they can get an interview. Looks like they might have just secured somebody. Once again, Lynchburg with a 5-4 victory. They fell behind 3-0 early and then stormed their way back. Jose Devers has been called for the interview along with an interpreter. So let's toss it down to Rox Cruz for tonight's post-game interview.
All right, Jose, so you got the walk-off hit tonight. You've got to be happy with that. But how tense were you going into that last inning?
He's a little scared, but it all went well.
Okay, so how do you get your head out of the fear and get into just the winning mentality?
He just tried to be the best self he could, and it all went well.
Well, I like it when you're your best self. Congratulations, man.
That was Jose Devers, tonight's Hillcat hero, with Rox Cruz, our in-house MC. As Lynchburg, 5-4 winners on the walk-off from Devers. Mentioned Salem scored 3 in the first 3 innings to take a 3-0 lead. The Hillcats would tie it up in the 7th. 2 runs in the 6th, 1 in the 7th. And then they would take the lead in the bottom half of the 8th inning before blowing it in the top of the 9th. Vinicio, that's his 3rd blown save of the season. But then, bases loaded, nobody out, and Jose Devers delivered the walk-off single right back up the middle. And the ball game came to a close, 5-4. The Hillcats scored in each of the last 4 innings of the ball game.
a much-needed victory ends the four-game skid, gets them back to 500 and back in the win column. We'll be back again tomorrow night, Lynchburg and Salem, for Game 4 of the series as the Hillcats look to win two in a row and make their way back up the standings. They are fighting for positioning with the Red Sox themselves. So it'll be a fun game tomorrow night. If you don't have your tickets yet, you can come to the ballpark. Juan Thornhill, two-time Super Bowl champion, will be throwing out the first pitch and signing autographs for fans. And it's pink out the park as we support those who are battling breast cancer. So make sure to join us. Get your tickets, lynchburg-hillcats.com. And if you can't be here, you can tune into us live at lynchburg-hillcats.com, Bally Live, or MLB TV. Your final score one more time, 5-4 in favor of the Hillcats as Lynchburg back into the win column. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.
Check, check, 1, 2, 3.